Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to an all-new episode of the Cody Connection, episode number 3. I hope you guys have been enjoying the first 2 episodes of the podcast. I'm slowly getting back into the swing of things. So I don't know. I just kind of felt like I haven't been fully, I don't know what the word is, like getting back into that grind, that podcast grind, and just getting used to doing this again. It's been kind of challenging, you know, not gonna lie, but yeah, I'm slowly getting back in the swing of it. And if you guys have not, you know, check out my wife and I's podcast, the Sprainers, a Couples podcast. My wife and I, we did a episode of our show last weekend, and so if you haven't heard that one, go ahead and check it out. Again, it's called the Sprainers, a Couples podcast. My wife and I, you know, we are going to talk about, you know, what's like in our lives as a couple, the family life, you know, what's like having a kid. All that on the Sprainers a Couples podcast, available anywhere get your podcast, you know. And but you know, we're talking about the Cody Connection, and I hope everyone's doing good out there. You know, we have the total solar eclipse coming up on Monday, and you know, I gotta work that day. Yeah, like I guess they don't think the solar eclipse is that big of a deal, so you know, we have to come into work. I know some people have that day off from work, you know, they're considering it a holiday, you know. So you know, if you have that day off, you know, enjoy the solar eclipse. And then I mean, our work, you know, they're allowing us a 15-minute break to watch the solar eclipse. Yeah, so, but yeah, I mean, if you're going to be out and about during the eclipse, stay safe. You know, there's been, you know, concerns about the eclipse, so, you know, stay safe out there. You know, wear the glasses, all that. But yeah, so we're here on the Cody Connection, and on today's episode, you know, it's going to be different than the first 2 episodes, because you know, I just thought, like, today, you know, we would talk about some different, like, I don't know if you guys have had experiences like this, but, you know, I come across a lot of weird people every now and then. And, you know, I had an encounter this week that kind of inspired this episode. So, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, that's the theme of this episode, is, you know, having these random encounters with these people. And I'm going to share a few of those stories here on the podcast, but I've had a lot of weird experiences with people, and, you know, I'm just thought to myself, I'm like, why does this happen to me? You know, why do I encounter these weird people and have these weird conversations with them, you know? And I don't know if this is just like fate, or if it's the universe is doing, you know, if you guys believe that. So I'm just wondering, you know, to anyone listening to this podcast, have you ever had weird experiences? You know, you met a random person and you've had a weird conversation with them. And it's just like, how did that happen? Like, did it just happen? You know, or am I just imagining things? So that's what we're going to, you know, talk about on today's show, you know, is my, you know, my weird experiences, meeting some strange people, interesting people. And yeah, so that's what we're going to talk about on today's show. All right, so the first story I want to get into, this is when I lived in Arizona. I've lived in Arizona twice in my life. You know, I lived in Arizona in, you know, it was 2011 to 2014. You know, I lived out in Peoria, Arizona. And then, you know, I lived there recently, not too long ago. I was there from 2022 to 2023, and now I'm living in Indiana. So, but yeah, this is when I lived in Arizona the first time. And I was out and about, you know, just going about my business. It was my day off from work. And there was this woman that I ran into. You know, she came up to me, and there was somewhere she needed to go to. And I was like kind of new to the area still. I didn't really know where everything was or anything like that. But, you know, she was talking to me, and she, I believe she was from Japan. You know, she didn't speak very good English. So I'm trying to communicate with this woman. I'm trying to help her out. I'm trying to, you know, do what I can, you know, and, yeah, I'm just, yeah, man, I just didn't know how to help her. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I was in Glendale, and she needed to go somewhere that was like in, like it was in Phoenix somewhere. It was like, west. So, you know, so I mean, she was asking me if I would drive her, and I was like, well, I don't know you, you know, I just don't know you, you know, I'm not gonna let strangers get into my car and take them wherever they need to go, you know, like, that's just something I'm not gonna do, you know. So, yeah, it was a tough experience. And I ended up calling her a cab, because back then Ubers weren't a thing. You know, you didn't have Lyft or Uber or any of these rideshare apps that we do now. So I ended up calling her a cab, and, you know, I told her I was calling her a cab, and, you know, that they were going to come and get her. So I called her a cab, and, you know, I told them where she was, and, you know, and yeah, so. But yeah, that was a challenging experience, you know, and it's like, you know, like, did this experience have like a deeper meaning, you know, like, was I supposed to be there to help this woman, you know, get to where she needed to be, you know, like, it's strange, you know what I mean? Because I kind of feel like most people would have told her, you know, don't bother me, you know, like, oh, I can't help you, you know, just completely blown her off. But me being who I am, I don't really blow people off. I don't, you know, if someone comes up to me, I talk to them, you know, and whether I want to or not, you know, I mean, but that's just who I am as a person. You know, I don't know. It's just like when these things happen, I listen. And I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm approachable. I guess I look like I'm approachable. And I don't know if that's just my energy, you know, like, people are attracted to my energy. But yeah, like, people feel like they can come up to me and talk to me, you know what I mean, at times. So yeah, I mean, like, I think that was the first time, you know, and I was in my 20s at this time, so I think that was kind of like an eye-opener, you know, trying to talk to somebody who speaks a different language than you, and, you know, and trying to help them, and, you know, and it was a challenging experience for sure. So, but I'm hoping that lady, you know, got to where she needed to go, and everything worked out for her in the end.
Be sure to check out The Springers, a couples podcast. Join Cody and Crystal Springer as they navigate the twists and turns of married life, parenting, and everything in between. In each episode, they will share candid conversations about the joys and challenges of marriage, delve into the intricacies of family dynamics, and explore the roller coaster ride of parenting. From heartfelt anecdotes to practical advice, they invite you to join them on this journey as they laugh, learn, and grow together. Whether you're a fellow couple, a parent, or simply curious about the intricacies of relationships, tune into The Springers for insightful discussions and relatable stories that celebrate the beauty of love and partnership. Listen anywhere you listen to podcasts.
All right, this next story. this was when I was in Arizona. This is still in Arizona. I worked at Papa Murphy's Pizza. I don't know if you guys know what Papa Murphy's is or if you have a Papa Murphy's in your area, but they're pretty common in Arizona. I worked at the one in Glendale, Yeah, I was on 59th Avenue and Thunderbird Road in Glendale, Arizona. And, you know, we were just going about our day, you know, like we normally do. You know, me and my coworkers and our store manager, Larry. We were just doing what we normally do. And then this guy comes in the store. And you know, we ask him, like, oh, sir, how can we help you, and instead of ordering a pizza, he says that he's a fortune teller, and that he wants to do palm readings on everybody. So, I mean, I don't know if you guys believe in fortune tellers or psychics or anything like that, I do believe people have gifts in this world. I do. You know, I do believe in psychics and stuff like that, mediums. You know, I believe people do have those gifts. But there's also quite a bit of people who are fakes. And this fortune teller, he wanted to do these palm readings and everything. And we were just like, what the hell, what's going on here? But, the store manager, Larry, he wanted the guy to leave. He told him, like, hey, if you're not going to, pay for a pizza or buy anything, then, no soliciting, pretty much. So, the guy left and everything, and he had, these business cards that, he was handing out, because I guess he, was offering palm readings and stuff. You could call him and set one up. But before he left, he looked at me and it said, "You have a lucky face." And then he walked out the door. But yeah, he straight up told me that I have a lucky face. So that was weird, but we all laughed about it. We're like, "Oh, you have a lucky face," So yeah, I mean, that was strange. Very strange, that he looked at me specifically and said, "I have a lucky face." And, I believe that I've been lucky in life. I have, there's been times I've had bad luck, and then there's some times where I've had, really good luck, in situations. So, you can believe in whatever you want to believe in, whether it's coincidence or whether it's meant to be or Or, yeah, I mean, if you want to believe in good luck and bad luck. But, yeah, it was just kind of a strange occurrence that happened. And, you know, here comes this random fortune teller. I mean, we would get some, you know, some interesting characters who kind of came in the store, but the fortune teller one was just so bizarre, you know, and they just kind of, it was just unexpected. So, yeah. But yeah, it was kind of, it was very unexpected. And yeah, man, like, I mean, but that's the thing about Arizona is like, you had all these different people coming out, you know, that you would see, you know, and it's very diverse out there in the West Coast. You know, you just, you know, you have people of different races and backgrounds and, you know, doctors, lawyers, you know, and, fortune tellers and, you know, and just all kinds of different people out there. So, yeah. So for that to happen was just kind of, you know, crazy for sure. Let's talk about the next story, which is what, oddly enough, inspired this whole podcast. So this week, I went to Walmart. You know, I had to get some stuff, some groceries, you know, get some stuff for this week. And so I go in the store, I buy it, buy what I need to get, you know, I pay and then I'm heading out the store and everything. You know, I got out to the car, I pop the trunk, load the groceries up in the trunk, and then I go get in my car, and I start my car. And then this lady, she was parked next to me. And then she gets out of her car, and then she starts talking to me. I'm like, I'm, you know, about ready to throw my car in reverse and leave. But she's now talking to me, and I noticed she had a Walmart jacket on, so she's an employee of Walmart. But yeah, she was just randomly started talking to me. And I'm like, wait, what? You know, like, here I am trying to leave, you know, and then she starts talking to me. So I roll my window down, and then she starts talking about the weather. You know, like all the rain we've been getting here as of late. And, yeah, it's just like it was odd because I wasn't looking for conversation. I wasn't looking in her direction. Like, she's the one who started talking to me. You know, like, I just don't understand. Why is it that I'm the one that these people want to talk to? They don't know me. I don't know them. So why is it that I'm the one that they want to talk to? I mean, I have a pretty easygoing nature, you know? Like, if you are a fan of my podcast, if you are a fan of me and everything, and you came up to me and said, "Oh, Cody, I'm a big fan of your podcast, and I love your podcast, and, you know, I think you're awesome." And then okay, then we'll have a conversation, and we'll get to know each other a little bit better. You know, that I would love. You know, I would love that for sure. But a random woman who I don't know, who works for Walmart, starts talking to me about the rain, and it's like, what the frick? You know what I mean? It's like, but, you know, yeah, it was just a very awkward conversation. And, yeah, man, but no matter what, the situation, you know, I always take an approach and hear the person out, you know, because, you know, I think maybe at times that, you know, people are going through things that I don't understand, just like I go through things that people may not understand. And it goes back to the whole mental health thing, you know, mental health is so important. It really is. So somebody might be having a really bad day, you know. You know, they just had the worst of the worst happen to them. And then they see you, and they see you seem like someone who's approachable and everything, and then they just start randomly talking to you, even though they don't know you. Because at the end of the day, I think we all need somebody who will listen. You know, somebody who will listen, somebody who can try to understand what's going on with you. And because that's the thing, nobody knows what's going on with yourself better than you. But at the same time, you just really want somebody who will listen, somebody who will take the time to talk to you and hear you out. And I think maybe that's why I listen to these people, even though I don't know them, you know, and I try to, you know, just be there as a listener, you know, even though I don't know who they are. You know, they're complete strangers to me. They're not family. They're not friends. You know, I have no connection to these people whatsoever, but here I am. I listen to them, talk to them. And most of the time I've just been nodding my head and say, yeah, totally understand, you know, even though I'm wanting the conversation to end so I can go back to what I'm doing, I still take that time to listen. And I don't know if it's just like a thing where I'm meant to, you know, just hear people out. If it's the universe and the, you know, because the universe has its way of doing things with our lives, and we don't understand it, we don't get it in the moment, but yeah, it's like you just don't understand it, you know. So that's why I think to myself, I'm like, am I meant to just kind of be that person that these weird people need to talk to from time to time? You know, like, oh, hey, you know, blah, 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 you know. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah, totally, you know. Like, is it something like that where it is just, you know, for whatever reason, I'm the one that these people need to talk to about problems that are going on, or they're saying like, oh, yeah, I want to do a palm reading on you, or, you know, you have a lucky face, you know. Like, the stuff just doesn't make sense, you know. But, you know, I mean, as long as they're not doing any harm to me in any way, then, you know, it's okay. You know, I guess it's okay. You know, as long as they're not doing any harm to me or to my family or anything like that, then that's okay in my book. You know, just as long as they're not being creepy and you know, they're, you know, looking to do something to you, you know, and like, no, I'm not for that at all, you know, because, I mean, like, there's a lot of people that are like that, that are creepy like that, and, you know, they're looking to do stuff to people, and I'm not down with that, so. But, yeah, so those were the stories that I've experienced over the years, and, yeah, very weird for sure. I don't understand it. You know, I don't know if it's like a cosmic thing or if it's just the energy vibration I give off. You know, You know, because I do believe that energy, you know, and when I say energy, it's your spiritual energy, because I do believe that, you know, spiritual energy is a big thing. You know, not to get like weird on you guys, but you know, I mean, like because I can sense when somebody has a bad vibe to them. Like when you meet somebody for the first time ever, like, you know, like, oh, you know, this person, you know, I like them, you know. But then there's a different person you meet, I'm like, oh, I got a bad vibe off them right away. Like something's not right, you know. And I guess I'm intuitive in that way, where, you know, I can tell if I'm going to like someone the first time I meet them. And sometimes I get a bad vibe off of somebody. I'm like, man, something just doesn't feel right about that person. You know, they got some bad juju going on with them or something, you know, like, and I'm 9 times out of 10, I'm right. You know, if I get a bad vibe off of somebody, it's for a good reason, you know, and then come to find out they do something terrible later and you're like, oh, damn. You know, I was right. You know, I was totally right to feel the way I did about that particular individual. So, I believe, and I'm a true believer in that things happen for a reason. You know, I definitely do. I believe that things do happen for a reason. You know, you don't quite understand it at the time, but it kind of makes sense later on, like, why did I break up with so-and-so? You know, like, why did this happen? Why did I lose this job? You know, why did I get into this car accident? You know, and then something great happens later and you're like, oh, okay, now it makes sense. You know, I had to have this happen in order to get to where I'm at right now, you know, and I had to get rid of this friend because they would later do something so terrible later on, and I'm so glad I didn't get caught up in that. And you know, I'm very happy that I didn't get mixed up in their business, you know. So yeah, there's definitely you know, reasons why things happen, you know, and I think that's, you know, life. You know, things are gonna happen, don't understand them, and then something great happens later on and you're like, wow, you know, I mean, it sucks that I had to go through that, but look where I'm at now. So I think life's a constant, like, pendulum, you know, the pendulum swinging all the time, and then, you know, and then good things happen and bad things happen, and then, but you grow, you know, you grow with each bad experience and each good experience. And then some people just don't grow at all, you know, and that's a topic for another time. But that's all I have for this episode, guys. I want to thank you all for listening. And like I said before, you know, stay safe during the total solar eclipse that's coming this Monday. And yeah, if you are going to work, be safe. If you have the day off, enjoy. And I'll be back with an all-new episode next week.